The Australian Federal Police has confirmed it won't arrest Israeli President Isaac Herzog after obtaining independent legal advice about how to handle his visit to Australia. President Herzog is due in Australia on Sunday for a five-day visit after an invitation from the federal government. The AFP says an incumbent head of state, President Herzog, has full immunity from Australian criminal and civil jurisdiction under customary international law. Australia's former Human Rights Commissioner, Chris Sidoti, says the visit should not be happening. He's one of the authors of a United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry, which concluded in September that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Nothing could be more calculated to further divide Australians, to undermine social cohesion, than a visit by Herzog at this time. He's one of the most divisive figures in the world. But coming to Australia at this time is exactly the wrong thing that should be happening if we are interested in social cohesion and national unity.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is among those backing the visit, along with the Zionist Federation of Australia and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Liberal frontbencher James Patterson says the visit is entirely appropriate.
Absolutely it is. After Australia's worst ever terror attack at Bondi, I think a bare minimum, the least thing we can do is have the President of the Jewish State come to Australia to provide comfort to the Australian Jewish community. And I think it's the right thing for the government to have invited President Herzog, and I think it's incredibly disappointing that we have some Labor backbenchers and other Labor figures, including Ed Husic, publicly running down what was a very good gesture after Bondi.